Okay, so you mentioned the group came out publicly in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
What was the public's perception of the organization?
Everybody was confused. And we even had a member of the Guam Visitors Bureau visit with us at the university, and I had explained to her what the nature of the project, and then we displayed some of the material with her, and her response to it was that it was ugly. I was stunned, and I had to remind her again what the mission was. And I think the second time, I think she wasn't listening either at that time. And she went on to explain the need for flashy Polynesian performance art for the tourism industry. And I told her again, that's not in our mission statement. But I don't think she understood. It went right over her head. But I think for the most part, the community was puzzled, intrigued, curious, but the response from the cultural performance art community was unusually adversarial, unusual. They reacted very emotionally in the negative, very emotionally. As I said earlier, we would like to help the community to learn to think critically on the topic of anything cultural. The emotional responses, I think I was naive. I wasn't expecting such an incredible emotional response. You know, back to, if I may, going back to one of your questions about the mission of the group, one part of our mission is to disseminate information that we have to the community. And this is something that the university recognizes, which is why our classroom is there, and why we sometimes interact with the Micronesian Area Research Center. But I have to say that in the 15 years that we've made ourselves available to the community, very, very few people very few people question us, you know. I'm surprised at that. I think that in and of itself is something worthy of study. That would speak to the current situation, current developments here.
So since 1976 till today, July 3rd, 2013, how has the performance art community of Guam evolved?
Chamorro cultural performance art has definitely evolved over decades. Your question was, how far back did you...
1976.
76, okay. Ah, okay. There was no Chamorro performance art in the 1970s. Chamorro cultural performance art, worthy of mention, non-existent in the late 1970s. I believe it was in the early 80s when Mr. Frank Rabon and Mr. Carlos Titano and Johnny Ceblan, and a large number of people that were involved in this, in a project to develop a show. This was the beginnings of Pa'atatatano, and they put together a show, and I think the intent was to take it to a festival of Pacific Arts. And they did this, I think they were doing this about 9 years or so after the 1976 FESPAC that I attended. So this is early to mid-1980s. They put together Pa'atatatano, and then that would continue. Their style would continue into the 90s. And I can't speak to how they developed their style. I saw some video of some of the material that they presented at different festivals. So I could tell that they were following the same kind of thinking that they still follow today, and that is, let's do a show that shows dance forms from different time periods. And at the time, in the past, I've seen them do Jitterbug to show an American period. And they've kind of experimented with how they would show, you know, time periods through dance. Today, they kind of settled. They've settled on their old standby, which is the Spanish era style dances, and then their version of indigenous dance, which they refer to as ancient style. I think that's a misnomer, but we have a problem with nomenclature here in the cultural arts, so that's another topic. But when we came to the fore in 1998, as I said earlier, the response from the cultural arts community was puzzlement, and that would turn into an adversarial relationship very rapidly. And we started, even though there was an adversarial situation going on, over the years we've noticed that they have been adopting some of the information that we've made public. They've realized, I think the first change in the Pa'a style that I noticed was a realization that they needed to have a strong indigenous foundation for their style. They needed to develop an indigenous form and then perpetuate that, get the community familiar with it. They also realized at that time, because when they performed publicly, they did a lot of Polynesian material, quite a bit. They began to drop off and showing less of the Polynesian material and working more on developing their indigenous style, their indigenous look. And they've also learned what traditional Chamorro colors are, because we see the other performance groups and the Pa'a organization using the colors that we introduce them to, the black, the orange, the yellow.
What does those colors represent?
Those are, the black and the orange are canoe colors. Those are traditional canoe colors. Orange also is the color of an important piece of body ornamentation made from orange spondylus. But yellow is an important color that suggests something ceremonial is going to happen. Yellow, immature yellow coconut leaves, when used in ceremony, sanctified ceremony, yellow is the color of ceremony. So we see these colors today predominating in the Chamorro cultural arts community. That's a big success on our part to introduce that to the whole community.
So with the organization, Ifan Lalayan, you guys ever call it ancient, or the style that you guys do, is it?
No, in Ifan Lalayan, we are very careful about how we label things. As I said earlier, there's a problem with nomenclature in the cultural arts community. Not everybody's on the same page with regard to the meaning of something ancient. We'd like to see them, we'd like to see the whole arts community learn to label things properly. We don't use the term ancient for what we do, because the term ancient means something that is from a distant past, and that is not something we can possess, because that's been lost. What we use to label our material is, we refer to it as traditionally styled Chamorro chant and dance, and it means that this style is modeled from a model that we were able to put together from a style that was described from the 1660s. And that was, some of the material from that time that we got was from the Spanish Jesuit priest, San Vitores. But it's modeled from a 17th century model. And hence it's very different from what everybody else does, quite a bit.